97.1. Time for a blitz.
So ESPN put together a list of 30 teams that can make the college football playoff. Of course, we know the Georgias, the Ohio States, the Oregons, the Penn States that are on this list. I want to do the back end of this, and I want you to tell me if they have a shot. I'm going to start with number 30 on their list, Texas Tech. Here's why. Their toughest test will be
October. This is to make them the playoffs.
Yes.
Okay.
Texas Tech, they have, they go to number 11, Arizona, October 5th. And their other toughest test would be at the end of the year, November 23rd, at Oklahoma State. Now, everything else, Arizona State, Cincinnati, Baylor, TCU, they have Iowa State, they have Colorado. They do not have Kansas State, who is the favorite for the Big 12.
See, David, you know what? Here's the thing. I like this. I like where your head is at. I will say anybody in the Big 12, yes. Just a blanket across the board because the Big 12 has to establish a new pecking order. The top two teams are gone. Imagine the Big 10 if Michigan and Ohio State left. It's wide open. You can now, the teams that you would laugh and mock, okay, somebody has to be number one. Somebody has to be that dominant team, and the two best teams are gone. So, yeah, I could easily see Texas Tech pulling this thing. But like I said, once again, I can say that for all the Big 12 teams.
Okay, well then, before you speak, let me throw in Utah. They are Big 12. They are next on the list. The only reason I want to throw them in, not just because of what you said, it's the quarterback question mark for them. Is Cam Rising ready?
Yeah, because last year they had us thinking that he was close, and he was nowhere near close. I got to think he's had an entire year to get healthy, and Utah just plays good football. They're the best team that you've never seen. So I could see Utah as well walking into the Big 12 and getting this thing going. I mean, I guess, right, Kansas State and maybe Oklahoma State
would be considered the favorites
right now.
Would
be the two favorites because they're two old heads, but I can't guarantee that would happen. I'm sorry, Jeff.
Oh, you're good. Texas Tech was 7-4 last year, new conference. I mean, like, I say no to Texas Tech. Utah, however. Utah, if we're actually spending some money, you guys know I like to gamble. I usually don't win. But I would go Utah. I'm reading an article on Cam Rising just before the show. He's healthy. They claim he's stronger. Plus, that is one of the best home field environments in all of college football. I would say hell yeah in Utah. That seems to me, if I was going to go look at Vegas, what odds they're giving me, I got to believe well worth a wager.
And somebody's got to come out of the Big 12, right?
Somebody does, yeah.
So, yeah, if you're Rieger, if you're going to be a gambler, yeah, you probably would get the better odds, you know, value pick, selecting maybe one or two guys, one or two teams out of the Big 12.
So don't laugh at this next one. Again, this is the back
Michigan
end
State?
Of who can make
no, not
the college
30.
Football playoff. No. USC. Now, USC has to go to Michigan, but they also have Penn State, who is considered somewhat going to make the college football playoff a favorite there. They have them at home. And then they have Notre Dame at home, who's also a favorite to make the college football playoff.
If they can beat Penn State, if they can beat Notre Dame, and they got to come to Ann Arbor, right?
Correct.
If
and they start the season against LSU in Vegas.
If they can win two of those four games, then yes. Because not only – here's what people are going to have to grasp and wrap their head around, and this is for Mike when he comes back because I can only – he's going to get angry. It's going to go the way of college hoops. Sometimes you can have a good loss. The team that you lost to is ranked higher than you. You're not going to be penalized for that. If you lose to LSU and LSU is ranked number three, that's actually a feather in your cap. Now, so long as they don't beat you 70-0, but let's just say you lose to LSU 26-17. Okay, you kept it close. You played on the road or a neutral site. Yeah, you're deserving. It's a loss, but it's a good loss. College football fans just – The mentality is once you lose a game, you're done. That's over with now, people. You can lose two to even three games if it's the right team.
Not a chance in hell. Like, come on, new conference. I know they like that Miller Moss, their new quarterback, but their schedule is ranked the third toughest in the Big Ten. And then, oh, yeah, you got to play Notre Dame as well, and this could be the year of the Irish. And, I mean, even the games on the road that you don't think much of, like, they got to go to Maryland in late October. Going to be just a little crisp for all those USC people out there. They got to go to Washington November 2nd. Now, I know they've used to playing at Washington.
Well, yeah.
I say no chance in hell. No chance, especially in the Big Ten. No way.
Because they're playing that schedule, if they can win two of those four games, they put themselves into the category. And they're a brand. Brands count in college football still. That's USC.
So I'm going to mention this next program. I said don't laugh at USC. You can laugh at this next one. Auburn. Here's what Auburn has, though. They host Oklahoma, then they're at Georgia, bye week, at Missouri, at Kentucky, Vanderbilt, bye week, close the season out, or before they close the season out, they go host Texas A&M and then go to Alabama. I think you can laugh at that.
You know, David, you can laugh at it, but this kind of goes with the USC. If somehow they pull it together and win some of those games, how can you deny them and say, wait, you can't laugh anymore? They won the games. Now, it's a tough schedule, so the only reason I'm laughing is thinking that they can win some of those games. But it's college football, man. I've seen surprise. There's a surprise team every year, a team that we think is way going to be great, and they're not. And then there's a team that we think is going to be awful, and they just surprise everybody.
So we think they're going to lose to Georgia, right, Kenny? They're going to lose to Georgia. That's on October 5th.
Depends if it's a frat party on Friday night.
Fair enough. Like, make a Georgia driving joke. Go ahead.
No, I just did.
Oh, you did. Oh, gotcha. Anyway, that's a loss. Other than that, it's not like Alabama is certain to be this godly team, considering losing Nick Saban. I have a longstanding rule. When Peyton Thorne is thought to be your quarterback,
you know what?
You're probably not going to go that far. However,
Rieger, you win.
Thank you. But Alabama is not as strong as it usually is. You're led to believe.
Once again, just stop. Yeah.
Just
whenever
stop
you win, you just keep betting. That's why you lose your money.
I'm so used to winning feels good, so you want to keep going.
David.
But probably not.
Let's go back to the original thing. Yes. Yes, you can laugh. Peyton Thorne is your quarterback.
And then
you have no shot.
Real quick, let's close it out with this one. NC State. They only go at Clemson. Earlier in their season for the ACC, they have Tennessee, of course, but they don't have any other real game in the ACC this year.
So Clemson.
That's it. They have Wake Forest, Syracuse, California, Stanford, Duke, Georgia Tech, North Carolina. They don't have the Florida State.
So probably, yeah, they wouldn't see them until the ACC championship game. But at that point, maybe they end up with the 11th or 12th seed in the playoff. Yeah, David. But see, this is one. They would have to. Here's the bad part about a schedule like that. When you only have one team, you got to beat that team.
Well, they have number 16 Tennessee. That's not ACC. So if they were to win that game, lose to Clemson, possibly.
Okay. But I'm saying, when you don't have because if you lose, you could beat all these other bad teams, and it doesn't mean anything. Even if you put style points on it, they're like, yeah, but when you play, you become Penn State. Oh, yeah. Of course you could beat, Indiana, but when you got to play Michigan or Ohio State, you get just hammered. So, yes, when it's set up that way, you got to beat Clemson. I'm not a big Clemson fan. I think Clemson can be had. Tennessee, man, Tennessee is like Texas. It's like Miami.
That's what I'm saying. The options are there for them. They can beat both of those teams.
Until they're not.
Yeah.
You know, the good thing is I remember
a few years ago when, MSU had to play Miami, and you can't handle Miami, that speed, until they beat them. Miami, fraudulent. Tennessee, fraudulent. They're all fraudulent.
Yeah, I think NC State is worth a gamble. I do. Second game is Tennessee. Fourth game is Clemson. You win one of those games, the rest of your schedule is cake. Dealing with NIU and Wake Forest and
Cal. But see, here's the thing. With a schedule that bad, you can't slip up.
True, but
because
in the ACC, you got one loss, you go to the conference championship game.
No, but I'm saying if you lose to a team, just like you can have, that's a bad loss where You see that when the NCAA tournament, like, well, you, but you did lose to this team, so that excludes you from the tournament.
That, my friends, is a blitz.